This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were up last month. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The latest data show reports increased about 13% when compared to December. The program received more than 1,800 reports last month. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and school complaints. January reports included a person reporting that a student threatened a school shooting. The student is receiving counseling, parents were notified, and disciplinary action was taken. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A bill at the state capitol would explicitly ban corporal punishment in Colorado's public schools. While state law does not currently outlaw physical punishment by school administrators or teachers, there's no recent evidence of it occurring in Colorado. The bill is sponsored by a pair of Democratic lawmakers. Ski patrollers and paramedics at Loveland Ski Area have filed a petition to unionize. CPR's Tina Sieg reports.
The petition calling for a union election was submitted with 70% support. A press release from the United Professional Ski Patrols of America says low wages and dangerous conditions have led to constant turnover at Loveland. Ski patrollers at several Colorado resorts have unionized in recent years, including Purgatory and Breckenridge. And ski patrol at Aspen's four resorts have been in a union since the mid-1980s. But the vast majority of the state's ski areas are not unionized. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. This is member-supported Colorado Public Radio. If you made a gift during our recent fund drive, thank you for your support. Highs in Colorado today are in the mid-30s.